As the world changes, so have the foreign language offerings at U.S. schools. It's not just German, Spanish, or French anymore. Increasingly, it's Mandarin Chinese, and that makes sense. No language on earth has more native speakers. But this fall, administrators at one public school system are requiring Mandarin instruction for each and every student. From Georgia Public Broadcasting, Adam Ragusea reports.
Public schools in Macon, Georgia, and surrounding Bibb County have a lot of problems. Most of the 25,000 students are poor enough to qualify for free and reduced lunch. Half don't graduate. Enter Romain Dalamond, Bibb County's Haitian-born superintendent who came into the job last year with a bag of reforms he calls the Macon Miracle. Longer school days, year-round instruction, and the one nobody saw coming, Mandarin Chinese for every student, pre-K through 12th grade.
Students who are in elementary school today, by 2050, they'll be at the pinnacle of their career. They will live in a world where China and India will have 50% of the world GDP. They will live in a world where if they cannot function successfully in the Asian culture, they'll pay a heavy price.
This school year, Dalamond starts rolling out Mandarin in stages, a few sessions a week with the youngest kids starting first. In 3 years, it'll be at every grade level. Instructor Hui Ling Lee stands in front of wide-eyed second graders, confidently slashing the air to indicate a falling tone.
再见.
And 再见 means goodbye. Yes, goodbye.
Lee and other young teachers from China are being provided to Bibb County schools by a nearby Confucius Institute, nonprofit cultural centers partially funded by the Chinese government. Beijing wants to spread Mandarin abroad, and at just $16,000 per instructor per year, the price is right for Superintendent Dalamond.
Well, it's a win-win for everyone.
Though not everyone here sees it that way. Some parents see a communist regime enacting its geopolitical agenda on their children. The more common critique, however, is not political. It's the practical concern Dina McDonald shares from her front porch in Macon.
Bibb County is not known for producing the highest achieving graduates. You'll see that many of them can't even speak basic English.
McDonald herself has a ninth grader in the public schools and says she can imagine some students going into fields where Mandarin could be useful.
In international business or technology or law.
But with lower achievers.
Do you want to teach them how to say, do you want fries with that in Mandarin?
The question is, what kind of education should we provide every single one of our students?
Again, Superintendent Dalamond.
Not some, but all of our students. We believe that every child can be successful if the adults around them create the conditions for them to be successful.
Brazilian-born Marina Spears and her husband Eric are also Bibb County parents, and they agree. Fluency in the languages of emerging economies is key. Their kids already speak Portuguese at home.
We are all obviously for a foreign language. I think in a perfect world, we would have been given the choice.
If parents insist, there is an opt-out provision for the Mandarin curriculum, but that's not the kind of choice they're talking about.
While we do know that Mandarin is a critical language, another critical language here in the United States is Spanish with our changing demographics.
And Bibb High Schools will continue to offer Spanish and French on top of the Mandarin, but for most of the elementary kids, it's Chinese or nada. Considering the Hispanic population doubled in Georgia over the last census period, the why not Spanish question is one Superintendent Dalamond gets a lot.
My wife is a Latina, and so I fully understand.
But he responds with a sentiment borrowed from former World Bank President James Wolfensohn.
It is important for communities to educate our children for their future, not our past.
And for that future, Dalamond says there is no choice but Mandarin Chinese. For NPR News, I'm Adam Ragusea in Macon, Georgia.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.